Theater brings you Joan Fontaine and Mark Stevens in From This Day Forward. Ladies and gentlemen, your producer, Mr. William Keeley.
Greeting from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. The Statue of Liberty was unveiled in New York Harbor. Since then, millions of people have sailed beneath her upraised torch to a new life in a brave new world. Our play tonight, RKO's hit, From This Day Forward, deals with the most important of these millions, our own men in uniform, returning to the problems and complexities of present-day America. It's a story of love and hope against the background of this changing and exciting world. And we're fortunate in having both stars of the picture. Joan Fontaine, one of Hollywood's most accomplished players, and Mark Stevens. On to our play, starring Joan Fontaine as Susan and Mark Stevens as Bill. Our curtain rises on Act One. Afternoon in New York City. In front of a large office building, a young man in uniform pauses before entering and turns to the girl at his side.
Well, I guess I better go on, Susan. Where'll you be?
Oh, I'll go and help Martha.
Oh, yeah, that's right, the moving day, huh?
What you looking for?
Well, that card they gave me at the separation center, I need it. You're supposed to show it to them when you go to the employment service. Here it is. Well, goodbye, honey.
Goodbye, Bill. Hey, wait a minute.
Huh?
Here.
Oh.
That's better. Looks like you learned some bad habits in the Army.
Well, I sure didn't do much kissing.
Well, maybe it was a good habit then. Oh, Bill, remember the first time you kissed me?
I'm sure I remember. The time we took the Hudson River day boat up to Newburgh.
Bill.
Oh, wait a minute. I remember. It was the time you had a date with Victor Ballbrain, and you found out you didn't have a date with him at all.
No, it wasn't. It was on August 21st at 10 o'clock.
You're sure it wasn't 9:29?
Uh-uh. Because I was wearing my blue silk and I snagged my stockings. And we were sitting in the club room of the Y and I said that you needed a haircut. And then you got mad and you kissed me. That was the first time.
You know, baby, you almost made me forget.
Forget what?
There's no time for memories. I better get going.
Oh, good luck, darling.
Thanks.
And don't worry, because I know you're going to get a job. A good job.
Sure I am. Don't you worry either.
U.S. Employment Service. Mr. Hoffman? One moment, I'll ring. U.S. Employment Service. One moment, I'll
give you a I beg your pardon.
Yes?
I want a job.
Name, please?
William Cummings.
Your discharge paper?
Here.
What kind of work did you do?
I was a third lathe operator.
If you'll take this form, please, and fill out this paper. There are several questions you'll have to answer. If you'll take it over to that table, please.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, thanks. Forms. Fill out the forms. Always a form, soldier. Always some questions. What do you expect? You want a job? You got to answer questions. Never ask, do you love your wife? Like to have kids? You ever been hungry, scared? How do you feel about things in general? Why should it? Just answer the question, soldier. Just answer the question.
Hey, you sure jumped, Sergeant.
Yeah, I guess I did. It's only Sunday.
Gonna rain.
I sure hope so. Cool things off, maybe. Rain. You're home, soldier, and it's raining. Ah, rain's lucky. That's what Susie said 8 years ago, just before we were married. I remember her standing by the doorway. Rain's lucky for us, she said. Rain's lucky. Hey, get back in the doorway. You'll get soaked.
Oh, who cares? Rain's lucky for us. Rained the day you came to New York, and it rained the day we met.
Sure, it's coming down. Say, maybe we better not go to Martha's, huh?
Oh, Phil, she's just my sister. She'll love you.
You're afraid, too.
Yeah, a little bit. The subway's just down at the corner. Let's run for it.
Okay.
Ready?
Here we go. Come on, baby. Your family can't scare us.
sure picked a fine time to bring your bow, Susie. The apartment's a mess.
Oh, we came to see you, not the apartment.
Susan, I was wondering if you could take in a movie with us.
Oh, I wish I could, Bill, but I can't leave this ironing.
Say, where's Hank?
Sleeping, naturally.
Oh.
I wanted him to take the kids to the park, but the rain
started... Oh, it stopped raining now.
Oh.
Say, we saw the kids outside. Gee, the swell.
Stay out of the gutter, you kids! Timmy!
Who's that? Bob Beasley?
Barbara!
Who else? Excuse me a minute.
Timmy!
Are you and Barbara playing in that gutter again?
No, Mom, honest!
Well, then what are you fussing at them for, Mom?
I ain't fussing. I just told them not to go before they went.
I thought you were going for a ride with Jake and Charlie.
Well, Jake ain't here yet. Besides, they don't want an old woman like I going wrong.
Oh, Ma, don't talk like that. My mother-in-law, Bill. You'll probably get a fine impression of me, but honest, someday I'm going to kill that dame.
Oh, Martha.
She lives upstairs, Bill. All day long, she sits at the window yelling at the kids.
Yeah, Susie introduced me to her.
You mean you've been up to see her?
Uh-huh, from the street. We yell, too.
It's bad enough to live in the same house with your mother-in-law, but when she owns the building... Well, the minute Hank gets a job, we're going to clear out of here so fast.
Oh, hello, Susan.
Oh, so you decided to get up, huh?
How can I sleep with you yelling out the window all the time? Well, Susie, is this the guy?
Oh, stop it. Bill, this is Hank.
Oh, how do you do?
Glad to know you, kid.
And why don't you put on a shirt?
What for? My underwear's clean.
You might just pretend to have some manners.
Hey, how about a little beer for our guests?
It's in the icebox. Go and get it.
Come on in the kitchen, Bill. I'll give you the lowdown on these 2 days before you get sucked in.
Excuse me, honey, if I keep on ironing. Do you like him, Martha? I wouldn't mind ironing if it wasn't...
Do you like him, Martha?
Susie, do me a favor. Think a good long time before you go and get married.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
No, I mean it. Of course, I want you to use your own judgment.
No, I haven't heard that for a long time. Remember how it used to work?
Yeah, I know. Susie, why don't you...
Why don't I what?
Why don't you learn something from Hank and me? Look at it.
Why don't you leave Hank?
Leave Hank? Well, he needs me.
And you need him. And you love him, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, sure I do. But that's got nothing to do with you. You're different, Susan. I don't know. It's so hard to figure out.
Nothing like a good glass of beer. You know something? I'm glad it's Sunday. I don't have to go out and look for a job. Now, well, what was that you were saying?
Oh, nothing important. I say,
how did you and Susie happen to get together?
Oh, well, we met at the...
Well, now you take Martha and me. We both had jobs at the same factory, making cardboard boxes. You and Susie going to get married?
Well, we haven't...
Martha had an awful time deciding about us. But finally she says okay, and she gives up a career, and we've done it. Susie going to quit the bookstore?
Well, you know, we talked about...
Oh, don't let her do it, kid. No, sir. Well, think up, kid. Say, you're a great little talker, ain't you?
Oh, sure. So are you.
Huh? Oh!
You haven't given up your job, Susan.
Not yet.
Or your room at the YW?
Isn't
much of a life, is it?
Martha!
But just don't go trading it in for something worse. Oh, I guess I haven't got any right to go bawling you out.
Oh, I sure you have, Martha. You got a reason. Well, I don't see why you're so worried about Bill and me.
Hey, Martha!
What is it? I see the way he looks at you.
Hey,
and I...
Martha, did you know that Bill here is a machinist?
Well, I've been...
Well, he works at Turret Lady. You know, he brought his micrometer from the shop once, and he measured my hair. My hair measures 1.2 thousandths.
I guess you don't like a trade like that overnight.
Yeah, I guess you don't.
He sets up lace, too.
Me? I'm going to get a chicken farm.
Oh, sure.
Now, look, you take 100 chickens, Bill. You give them the benefit of the doubt, and they knock out 50 eggs a day. At the end of the week, you got 350 chickens. And at the end of the year, you're lousy with them. Then all you do is sit back and watch them wait. You get the picture?
Yeah, but first you got to get the job, to get the money, to get the chickens. Try getting that picture.
All right, sure. But didn't I just read in the paper that instead of 8 million unemployed, there's really only...
Hey, Mama, Uncle Jason's Bob and me can go in the car, too. Can we, Mommy?
No, it's too close to supper.
But I want to go. I want to go.
Oh, you always bored. It don't make no difference to me, Mom. But Barbara might get upset and be sick. Like she does when she don't have her way. Huh, Barbara?
Timmy.
I just said she might.
Oh, let the kids go, Martha.
Oh, well, but get in there and wash first.
Okay. Come on, Barbara. You see? I told you.
I think maybe we better be getting along too, Susie.
Oh, so soon?
Yeah, I guess.
Say, Bill, I hear you're studying to be an artist.
Now, wait a minute.
Well, it's supposed to be a sequel or something.
Well, you'd think that'll listen to Bill.
Oh, it's just that I'm not much good at it yet, and it's kind of silly to talk about it. Well, what do you say, Susie?
Well, bye, Martha.
So long, sis. Don't forget what I said.
Bye, Hank.
Thanks for the beer, Hank.
Just don't do nothing I wouldn't do, you lovebirds.
Goodbye, Siri. Bye, Barbara.
Bye.
Hey, Susie.
Yeah?
Maybe I'll come in that bookstore and buy a book someday.
Yeah, why don't you, Hank? Martha, the kids can read it to you.
You know, we've been so busy walking, I never asked you. Did you like the movie?
Oh, it was all right, I guess. Liked it. Now, let's stop here a minute.
Okay.
You know, whenever I take a walk, I like to stop here. Now, why? Because you once painted a picture of this. Bridge over the Harlem River. And tonight, it's just like it was in your painting. Quiet and dark and the river glistening down there.
And what?
Oh, one lonely star in the sky.
Yeah, first star. Go on, make a wish.
Starlight, star bright, first star I see tonight. I wish I may, I wish I might, I wish it come true tonight.
What'd you wish?
Oh, that every day was Sunday. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, me too. Susan, a guy's got to be practical. A guy's got to try and look ahead.
Yeah.
A guy's got to depend on a job for a living. What right's he got to think of marriage?
What right?
Well, supposing he loses his job.
Well, I know you're thinking Hank, aren't you? Hank and my sister.
No, not especially. Besides, they were that way because the heat, maybe. Hank. It's been hot today.
You should see him in the wintertime.
All right. Take Hank, then. I don't get it. There's a guy with a wife and two kids and no job. Can you imagine how he feels? He must be sorry he ever got married.
Martha loves him.
Well, that makes it even worse. I don't know what they expected. What they got handed to them isn't much of an argument for marriage, is it?
Is it?
Oh, Susan, how can I be sure of anything? How can I promise a girl security or guarantee her happiness?
Bill, do you love me?
Yes.
Are you asking me to marry you?
Yeah, I guess I am, since you put it that way. I guess I am. Are you surprised?
No.
Gosh, I never thought it'd be anything like this. Hot Sunday night, high bridge in the Bronx. That's all I've got. Maybe it isn't enough. But you'll make a beautiful bride, Susan.
All brides are beautiful. Because they're young and full of hope and they're kind of all shiny inside. Martha was a bride once. Even old Ma Beasley.
Yeah. What else can I say? That I love you? I've said that.
Well, what are we waiting for, Bill?
Are you afraid?
Yes, Bill.
So am I, baby. So am I. Got married that week. The heck with the future, we said. Why shouldn't we do all right? Yeah, why shouldn't we? Except now, today, where am I? Looking for a job, filling out forms. Questions, more questions. Afraid to go home almost. Afraid I remember our first home in just a tiny apartment. Oh, well, I remember what Susie said. Isn't it wonderful, she said, to have a place where you can lock the door?
Have a place where you can lock the door. It's all ours, Bill, and nobody else's.
That's all I thought about all day, Susie, about hurrying back home.
Bill, look, a wedding present for my boss.
A book?
Uh-huh. An entire book on how to make good coffee.
Oh, after all the years you worked in that bookshop, you'd think Higgler would give me some
better. Bill, he was very nice, and didn't he give me 3 whole days off on our honeymoon?
Well, pretty soon, maybe we can tell him to find somebody else. I don't like my wife working.
Oh, darling, I thought we weren't going to talk about that anymore.
Yeah, that's right. Say, Susie, what would you do if you had $25?
Oh, buy a house maybe, or a car.
No, I mean it. What would you do?
What are you talking about?
Well, how do you like that? I come home with $25 and my wife...
$25?
Not only that, I got a letter from the boss.
Bill, you didn't.
Sure, here. Go on, read it.
Dear Mr. Cummings, on behalf of the company, may I extend felicitations on your recent marriage. Remember now as you work that you have 3 miles to feed. 3?
Go on.
Yours, your wife, and that of the J.J. Wilson Machinery and Engineering Corporation, J.J. Wilson President. Okay, where's the text?
Right here. It says, pay the order of William Cummings, the sum of $25, to buy something special for Mrs. Cummings, like a new dress.
Oh, no, you don't. We're going to buy you a drawing board.
I got a drawing board.
I mean, a really good drawing board.
Susie, we're going to buy you a dress.
Drawing board.
I got a drawing board.
I got a dress.
Now, look.
Well, how about a savings account? We'd get one of those little books, and then each week we'd... Hey, and another thing. J.J. Wilson's got his eye on you.
Huh?
Sure he has. He thinks you'll let in a check, didn't he?
Oh, honey, he's got 3,000 men waiting for him.
And they all got letters and checks.
Of course not, but...
Well, you see, it's like I said, J.J. Wilson's got his eye on you.
Susie, baby, I've never even seen J.J. Wilson. The foreman gave me the check.
Well, Mr. Wilson knows you got married, doesn't he?
It's on my file. It's routine.
Well, he sent you the letter.
Yeah, spelled my name wrong.
Well, the point is, you got a check from J.J. Wilson, and Bill, I'm so proud of you, and I love you, I love you.
Oh, someday you'll know who I am, Susie. Someday he'll spell my name right.
Well, how are you doing, Sarge? I'm stuck with this thing.
Well, I'm kind of working at it, Lieutenant.
You having trouble? You shouldn't miss. Hey, that's some list of jobs you've had.
You should be having a little trouble, too.
I know I am. I know who I am and where I live and what race I am. Those questions I can answer. That's where I stopped. No space on the form to say what you'd like to do. You see, I never worked before.
Well, maybe you learned something in the Army that...
Yeah, learned to drop bombs. Yeah, but that's no trade. Yeah, I guess a fellow's really out of luck until he learns some trade. Then he's safe. Hey, like you, for instance, turret lathe operator. I sure wish I could do that.
Oh, you'll do all right, Lieutenant.
Yeah, sure. I'll do all right.
He thinks the guy's safe, he's got a trade. Well, keep telling that to yourself, Bill. Sell yourself on that. You're safe. You're safe. Yeah, but things happen to the bigger than the guy or his trade. You're a bombardier. War's over. No more bombs. Or you're a turret lathe operator in the Depression. No more jobs. The day they hand you the pink slip, you'd rather do anything than go home and tell your wife. Or you stop off and buy a drink. Buy another.
Hello, Bill.
What do you mean, I'm drunk?
Now, Bill, I'm not mad.
Good.
And I don't want to be a nagging wife.
Good.
And I don't expect to know where you are every minute of the time, even if it is 11:30.
Good.
And I don't want you to feel tied down in any way.
Good.
Will you stop saying good, Bill?
Good.
Now, you knew Martha and Hank were coming here to dinner, and you knew I'd made a special dinner with salt, peppers, and everything. And how do you think they felt? How do you think I felt? I thought you were sick, and you had a little accident or something, and you come home like this.
Okay, so I'm drunk. So what about
it? You're drunk as an old goat. Go on, go to bed.
No.
What's that box?
It's my toolbox.
What'd you bring it home for?
That's what it is, my toolbox. Along with my father. Made them sell. Gave them before he died. Beautiful. What'd I say? Come on, what'd I say?
What do you mean?
When I proposed to you on the bridge that night, what'd I tell you?
You said you loved me?
Yeah, what else?
What, you wanted to marry me?
Yeah, go on.
Well, you said you couldn't promise me happiness.
That's right, what else?
A guarantee security.
I did, and I was right. I'm always right. Remember that lovely little letter I got from J.J. Wilson?
Bill.
Well, today I got another lovely little letter. Only this time he didn't single me out. All the boys got one.
Let me see it.
No, I'll sit down. I'll read it to you. Dear Mr. Oh, you read it.
Dear Mr. Cummings, owing to circumstances beyond my control, J.J. Wilson Machinery and Engineering Corporation is forced to cut down its production. Therefore, I regret to see your services are no longer required.
Well, now you know. And he spelled my name wrong.
Come here, Bill.
Oh, Susie. Susie, I lost my job.
Yeah, I know. But it's going to be all right. Maybe better. I've still got my job and we saved some money. And...
$35.
Well, my salary won't go far either, but what are we supposed to do? Break down and cry? Well, I'm not going to, see. You still got your trade and you got your tools and you got me.
Oh, Susie, it's just that I love you so I...
Oh, well, then kiss me.
Honeymoon's over now,
isn't it, baby? Listen, Bill. All it takes to make a honeymoon is just you and me. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I understand.
And don't ever forget it, Bill. Not ever.
In a few moments, we'll bring you Act Two of From This Day Forward, starring Joan Fontaine and Mark Stevens.
Couldn't read music, but he enjoyed it so much that he taught himself to play the piano and to put tunes down on paper. Some 38 years later, Sammy Fain won the Academy Award for his composition, Secret Love, and 2 years after that, for Love is a Many-Splendored Thing. The years between learning and winning were filled with experience, first as a song plugger, then as a performer on the vaudeville circuit, and finally, as a hit composer. Let a smile be your umbrella. Wedding bells are breaking up that old gang of mine. I'll be seeing you. That old feeling. Just a partial list of his song successes, but a list long enough to illustrate that Sammy Fain's music, like love, is a many-splendored thing.
Mr. Keeley returns to the microphone.
We continue with Act Two of From This Day Forward, starring Joan Fontaine as Susan and Mark Stevens as Bill. At the U.S. Employment Service, Bill Cummings still pores over the printed forms he must fill out in order to apply for a job. And his heart pounds with despair and desperation. For Bill remembers another time when he was out of work, and one evening in particular, that started when he called for Susan at Mr. Higler's bookshop.
It'll be much longer, Susan.
Oh, Bill! We're just closing now. Hey, Bill, any luck?
No.
Oh. Well, I'll just get my things. Is it all right if I leave, Mr. Higler?
Oh, yes. Run along, Susan. Mr. Cummings? How are things going with you? Any luck?
Nope.
No job yet?
Nope.
I see. Well, good night, Susan.
Good night, Mr. Higler.
Bright and early in the morning. Don't forget.
Hello.
The whole world has to know I'm out of work.
Bill. Oh, Martha phoned.
Yeah. Hank find anything?
No, she wanted to know if we'd take care of the kids tonight.
Why not?
Come on, then, Bill. We'll have some stuff and go over.
Hey, Ma. Ma, will you kindly open the window up there?
What do you want?
Hey, Ma, will you lend me a buck?
No.
Me and Martha are going over to Jake's to hit him for a loan. We got to get there, don't we?
Who's staying with the kids?
Bill and Susan. We're waiting for them now. Ma, how about it?
Nothing doing. How you, Hank?
Oh, hiya, kids. You get a job yet, Bill?
No.
Hey, you see, Ma, he ain't working either. I guess that makes us tramps, Bill. Lovely woman, my mother. Got $6,000 cash up there in our heart like a gangster.
Hey, you got a check?
Fine thing. Hit my brother for a loan every couple of weeks. Oh, here comes Martha. No luck with the old lady, Martha.
Well, I got enough to car fare one way. We can... Oh, hello, Susan. Hello, Bill.
Hi, Martha. The kids upstairs?
Yeah. It's awful to rush off like this, but we promised Jake we...
Go on, run along.
Swell of you to do this. Oh, the kids have had supper and they're ready for bed. If they're still hungry, there's some dried prunes in the sink. We'll be back early.
Don't worry about anything.
Thank goodness for Jake, huh?
Yeah, I'd rather wait for it, though. Oh, well, you can't have everything. Come on, Martha.
I want another kiss, too, Aunt Susie. You gotta kiss me, too.
Oh, well. There, Timmy. Now, Uncle Bill and I'll be just outside.
Gee, I sure hope Dad can put the bite on Uncle Jake tonight.
Yeah, so do I. Now, go to sleep.
Aunt
Susie?
Oh, yes, darling?
Could I have a drink of water?
Now, you've had two already, and I'm afraid that...
Oh, no, I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
Well.
Yeah, I guess I would at that. Never mind.
Go to sleep now, won't you? Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
What'd they want?
Oh, nothing. Just darling.
Good night, Uncle Bill.
Good night. I don't know how Martha does it.
No, well, kids, though.
They're wonderful.
Oh, Bill, wouldn't it be something if... Timmy.
I can't sleep.
No, this is an outrage.
But I got to talk to Uncle Bill about something.
Well, Timmy, what is it?
Well, you see, Uncle Bill, if you... Well, I can get your next meal for you.
What do you mean?
Timmy, come on, you go.
Oh, wait a second. Go on, Timmy.
Well, I heard Mom telling Papa you got canned from your job and that you didn't know where your next meal was coming from. And I thought, I'd get it for you, Uncle Bill.
How?
Oh, it's easy. I do it for Papa all the time. I just go to the butcher and tell him I want a bone for my dog. I bring the bone home and Mom makes soup out of it. I can do it for you and Aunt Susie tomorrow. It's real easy, Uncle Bill. But people can't do it. It takes a kid.
Doesn't the butcher ever get wise?
Nah, anyway.
Anyway what?
He knows I ain't got a dog.
Well, thanks, Timmy. I appreciate your offer very much, but... Well, you got a little wrong. Your mom was kind of joking, see?
Mom don't joke about that.
Well, this time she was.
Pop, yeah. But Mom, no, sir.
Look, Timmy, your mom was just joking. I lost my job, sure, but... Well, what I mean...
What do you mean, Uncle Bill? What?
What Uncle Bill means that he's going to find a job right away. And you're not going to have to worry about it, see? And everything's going to be fine, Timmy. Fine.
I figured you was going to be like Pop, and I wanted you to...
Yeah, we know all about it, dear. Now, let's go to bed, shall we?
Okay. Just so long as you know, Uncle Bill.
I'll tuck you in again.
Good night, Uncle Bill.
Good night, Timmy.
Uncle Bill feel bad. Timmy, look. Everything's going to be wonderful, see? And Uncle Bill's going to get a job, and your father's going to get a job, and you're never going to have to worry about getting soup bones from the butcher. You can have steak tea all you want, see? And you can have a dog, a real dog, and he's going to have steak, too.
Yeah, Aunt Susie, too.
Don't cry, Aunt Susie.
Don't cry, Aunt Susie, please.
Just one moment.
Well, Sergeant, you've answered all the questions?
Well, there's one I didn't answer.
Which one is that? Oh, you have to answer it.
Well, I'd rather not.
But it's regulations.
But I'm not going to answer it.
Well, you don't seem to understand.
That's the trouble. I do understand. That's why I can't answer it.
Well, you better talk to Mr. Hoffman then.
Okay, I'll talk to Mr. Hoffman.
Well, that's his office right over there.
Thanks. Excuse me, are you Mr. Hoffman?
What's the trouble, Sergeant?
I've been trying to talk to that girl out there. She keeps saying, fill in the form. I can't seem to get through her head what I'm trying to say. Finally, she said I'd better see you.
Sit down. Let's have your paper.
Yes, sir. You see, if I do answer this particular question, it might keep me from getting a job, and I need a job.
Which question is that?
Well, I better give it to you straight. I have a police record.
Oh? Let me see that form.
You see, I used to do a little artwork, and my wife, well, she was working in a bookstore, and her boss, Mr. Higler, well, it seems he wrote a book, and he was looking for someone to illustrate it, and one night when my wife came home, she...
But look at it, Bill, it's a check, $50.
$50? Higler give you a bonus?
Bill, look who it's made out to.
To me? What for?
Oh, because you're a great artist, because you're my husband, because I love you. Oh, darling, don't you see? I told you about that book he'd written, Mr. Higler. Well, he wants you to do some sketches.
You sure on my work?
Of course, and they convinced him just like that, Bill.
He's going to pay me $50 to draw?
Oh, no, that's just an advance. The full price is $300.
$300? Susie, we're rich.
Oh, it's even better than that. Your drawing's still in a book. Oh, darling, darling. Oh, what do we do first? I mean, when you're a famous artist... I know, we'll build a house. Not a big house, a medium house, but big enough for Joe's boyfriend.
Joe?
Our daughter, Johanna. She'll be the oldest.
Oh, sure. Oh, Susie, you don't know how scared I've been. I just didn't know where to turn next. Say, By the time I finish the drawings, maybe I'll hear from the union. Maybe they have a job for me. When does Higley want his drawings?
In 3 weeks. Why, that means my husband is earning $100 a week.
Hey, that's not bad. That's not bad at all.
But what connection had all that with the police record, Sergeant?
Well, I did the illustrations, characters, pictures mostly, and the book was a biography. Biography of Judah R. Upton. You've heard of Upton?
Who hasn't?
Well, Higley published the book himself. He still owed me over $200, which I never got. You want to know why?
You, William Cummings?
That's right.
I'm from police headquarters. I have a warrant for your arrest.
Warrant? What are you talking about?
You illustrated a book by Gordon Higley?
Oh, what about it?
Mr. Upton's filed a complaint. Criminal libel.
Libel? But I've never even read the book. Higley wouldn't let me.
My husband only drew it, Mr. Higley. I asked him to. How could he know that...
You'll have to come with me, Cummings. Oh, if I were you, Mrs. Cummings, I'd call in a lawyer.
Oh, he's right, Susie.
But who?
Hank's brother. Try to get hold of Jake, Susie. Right away. You gotta relax, Susie. I told you a dozen times.
Hey, Chris, Bill, where?
They got Higley in there now before the magistrate, and as soon as they're done with Higley, they'll bring Bill in.
Are you sure they'll let me in the courtroom, Jake?
Of course they let you in. And look, Susie, all I want you to do is smile and look sweet.
Would you think Bill was a criminal?
Susie, I just spoke to Mr. Yeager. He's the assistant district attorney. He says to plead guilty to being an accessory. He'll get off easy that way.
Guilty of what? He didn't know anything.
Jake.
Yes, George. That's the bailiff.
The who?
The judge is about through with Higley.
The defendant, Gordon Higley, is hereby held for action of the grand jury. Bail is fixed at... what is your suggestion, Mr. Yeager, on behalf of the people?
$1,000, Your Honor.
$1,000. Next case...
Your Honor, I'd like to make a recommendation in this next case. I'd like to suggest that the charge be changed to accessory to a criminal libel.
For what reason?
Our investigation has disclosed that the material charged to be criminally libelous was editorial content, Your Honor, and not the illustration.
Very well. Where's the defendant?
Here, sir.
William Cummings?
Yes, sir.
You're represented by counsel?
Counsel.
Do you have a lawyer?
Jacob Beasley, Your Honor.
Oh, yes, sir.
How do you plead?
Well, you see, my lawyer...
How do you plead?
Well, I just don't know, Your Honor.
Guilty or not guilty?
Your Honor.
Yes, who are you?
Oh, I'm his wife, and I just wanted to say that...
Quiet now. If you have anything to say, young woman, this is neither the time nor place.
I'm terribly sorry, Your Honor.
Susan, you got to keep quiet.
Let me alone. Your Honor, he didn't do anything. I got him that job. It's my fault. He didn't do anything.
Well, if you didn't do anything, Mr. Cummings, how do you plead? You're charged with being an accessory to a criminal libel.
Guilty.
Mr. Yeagan?
The people will accept bail of $500, Your Honor.
$500 bail.
But 500...
Next case.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'll take care of everything. Oh, you better wait for Bill and me out on the street. We won't be long. It's like I was just telling Bill, Susie. In a few days, there'll be a hearing, see? Bill gives him the facts. He had to make a living, see? He didn't know what kind of a book it was, see? Higley told him what to do, and he did it.
Yeah, but what did they do to Bill?
Killed him. Suspended sentence with probation. The judge will say, don't do it again. It's all over. So stop worrying.
But Jacob... Thanks, Jake.
Oh, it's okay.
About the bail.
Oh, I'll charge you. Forget it. Come on, I'll ride you home.
No, thanks, Jake. I think we just didn't walk.
Okay. Take it easy now.
Susie, I...
Bill, it was all my fault. I wasn't showing your drawings to Mr. Higley.
I've got to get a job, Susie. I've got to get a job.
How did the case come out, Sergeant?
It was like Jake Beasley said, Mr. Hoffman. Suspended sentence and probation.
Then what in the world are you worried about? Now, where's that form? Here. Now, where it says what kind of employment were you engaged in then, just put down artist. Employer, self. Rate of pay, $100 a week. How's that?
Oh, that's swell, Mr. Hoffman.
Now, take this outside and wait for an interviewer. Good luck.
Thanks, Mr. Hoffman. Thanks a lot.
An interviewer will see you in just a minute, Sergeant. Oh, the time you don't account for here on the farm. You were unemployed then?
Oh, yeah. Do you want me to put down?
No, that's all right. We're not concerned with that.
We're not concerned with that. Sure, lady, why should you be? You got your own problems. Are yours to me or mine to you? Birth, death, anniversary? Anniversary. Susie and I, we spent our first anniversary moving. Rent was cheaper. Four flights up if you climb over the trash can. We got finished moving. We went out for a walk. All the way to that bridge over the Harlem River.
Well, I know what you're thinking, darling. Gee, there must be something we can do.
Yeah, like what, for instance?
Oh, well, now, don't get sore.
You're right, Susie. Now, I've been thinking. There's no reason why you got to want supporting me like this.
Now, you cut that right out.
I've been thinking about getting out of town, hitting the road. Maybe I could pick up a job in Detroit, Cleveland.
Oh, you make me so darn mad.
Okay. I won't go out of town. Susie.
Hmm?
Did you think I forgot today?
Forgot what?
Our anniversary. A lot of guys do, you know.
I don't mind, Bill.
What do you mean you don't mind? I got hold of a little money and I figured...
Where'd you get it?
Oh, picked it off a tree, simple park.
Bill, you sold a toolbox.
I just hawked it.
Well,
it's our anniversary. What are we supposed to do? Sit home and look at the toolbox? I got your present, Susie. It's not much, baby. But here.
Gee. It's a bracelet, Bill. Oh, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's... Hey, wait a minute. I've been robbed. There's a stone missing.
That's nothing.
Yeah, but look, there's another one missing.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. There's still 8 stones. That's a lot of stones. Here. Put on my wrist. Gee, it's got a slide fastener and everything.
Yeah, it's a little stiff or something. I can't seem to...
Will you put on my other wrist?
Well, what for?
Well, my right one I use a lot, and it might get in the way of things and get broken. And my left arm, well, I don't use it so much.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah. It's charming. Just what it is. It's crystal charming.
This darn fastener.
Oh, Bill!
Oh, Susie, it just broke apart just like that.
Oh, the stones fell. They fell all over the pavement.
Well, I got them.
You look over there. Oh,
my head.
Oh. Happy anniversary, Bill.
Oh, same to you, baby. Come on, let's go home.
Just a moment, we'll return with a third act of From This Day Forward, starring Joan Fontaine and Mark Stevens.
You may be one of the well-intentioned servicemen who always meant to do it, but just never got around to it. Soon you're being honorably discharged, and you may feel it's too late. It isn't. It isn't too late for what? It isn't too late to enroll in the USAFI course of your choice. If you are actively studying a USAFI course at the time of your discharge from the service, you may be allowed from 9 to 12 months to complete it. During this period, you receive lesson service and take the end-of-course test. Make the most of your opportunity. Sign up with USAFI and increase your power through knowledge.
Here's your producer, William Keeley. Our curtain rises on the third act of From This Day Forward, starring Joan Fontaine as Susan and Mark Stevens as Bill. It's a few minutes later. Still in the office of the U.S. Employment Service, Bill Cummings has just come before the interviewer, Mr. Brewer.
Well, it was like I was saying, Mr. Brewer, I finally landed a job. It wasn't much. But if you knew how we scrambled to find the dimes and the quarters and the dollars to get my toolbox out of hock, you'd know what the job meant to us.
And after that, you went to work in a war plant?
Yeah. All of a sudden, there were jobs for everybody. Even Hank. We felt so darn good about it, we almost forgot it didn't mean prosperity. It meant war. The plant's closed now.
Cigarette?
Oh, is it okay?
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, thanks.
But your job was a good one, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was fine. Except for being on the night shift. That isn't on the form.
You didn't like the night shift?
Oh, night shift's okay. Yeah, sure. For a single man, great. For a married man, well, it got so when I'd get home, Susan would be asleep. And when Susan was awake, I'd be asleep. It was like we were strangers almost.
Darling, there's liver and bacon in the icebox. We're low on bread. Now, P.S., if you see my husband, tell him I miss him.
Couldn't get bread. Got rolled. I saw your husband. He says he misses you, too. Love.
Bill, is that you, Bill?
Hey, what are you doing up?
Oh, I guess I was just dozing. Did you just come in?
Yeah, but now look, baby, it's 5 o'clock.
Well, I was waiting for you.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
Well, Bill, for 3 weeks now, all we've been doing is leaving notes for each other. I never get to see you.
Well, Susie, you can't stay up till all hours just because I have to work at night.
Well, how else am I going to see you then?
Well, we've just got to accept the fact, that's all. Come on now, get to bed.
Accept the fact? That's too sensible.
Listen, when you have to work all day, you can't do without sleep.
Oh, I can manage.
Now, that's just it, you can't.
Where are you going?
Wash up a bit. Now, you just got to stick to a routine, that's all.
Don't like routine.
So I work at night. So I have to get used to it. You, in bed?
Uh-huh.
Nobody can do a job without sleep. I know I couldn't do mine. Thousands of people work at night.
I was beginning to forget what you looked like.
If I didn't get my sleep, I'd fall flat on my nose. Anyway, I got a job, baby. And a good one. In a little while, maybe I'll get shifted to days. I sure hope so. Meanwhile, we... Hey, where's my towel? Susan? Oh, never mind. I'll get one. You know, honey, I'm glad you did wait up for me on account of Susan?
Mm.
Oh, no. Time to sleep. Rest well, baby. I'll be seeing you one of these days.
Cummings? Oh, Mrs. Cummings?
Yes, that you, Miss Dixon?
Telephone, Mrs. Cummings. I think it's your husband.
Oh, at this time of night?
Oh, it's all right. We were still up. Should I tell him to hold on?
Oh, yes, please. I'll be right there, Miss Dixon.
Come in now, Mr. Cummings. Hold the wire.
Thank you,
Dixon. Hello, Bill.
Susie, say, I got wonderful news for you.
A raise?
No, not a raise. I got 2 weeks off with pay. I can see you again.
Oh, 2 weeks?
With workman's compensation.
Oh, Bill.
Got my hand caught in the machine and busted a finger. Isn't it wonderful?
What time will Mrs. Dixon be back?
Oh, just a few minutes, Bill. She only went to the drugstore.
Well, that kid sure got a pair of lungs. I didn't even know Mrs. Dixon had a baby.
Well, if his crying bothers you...
No, I don't mind.
Well, that's how they get their exercise. I told her we'd be glad to take care of the baby while she came back.
Say, what do you suppose he weighs?
Oh, I don't know. He's awful heavy, though.
How old do you think he is?
Oh, I guess almost a year. Oh, golly, Bill. I hope Joanna has red hair, too.
She better have.
Martha was saying the other day she got a lot of the kids' clothes left over from when they were babies. We could use those.
Well, if we had a baby, where'd she sleep?
Oh, there's plenty of room in the bedroom for crib.
You'd have to quit your job.
Well, I wouldn't have to work. Well, you make enough now and...
Oh, Susie, supposing we had a baby. Supposing it had come last winter when I was out of work.
Oh, we'd have managed.
Supposing you'd gotten sick.
Oh, we'd have managed.
I don't know. Gee, when I was a kid, we were really down and out. I want everything to be right for us, kid.
Well, maybe we'd be lucky. Maybe if and when Joanna comes. But we'll be able to give her all the things we wanted to have.
Yeah. If we're lucky. Maybe if things keep going the way they are. Maybe next spring, huh, Susie?
Oh, yes, Bill. Yes.
On the form, Sergeant, you don't list any children.
No, we only talk about a baby, Mr. Brewer. We never did have her. You see, a few months later, the draft board said they wanted to see me, and bang. Just like that, I was in the Army.
Bill, what are you doing? You gotta hurry.
Oh,
warnings for the alarm not to go off.
Well, what'll they do if you're late?
Oh, I don't know. Court martial me or something. What are you doing?
Well, I'm trying to fix breakfast, and I'm not going to let you out of here without you. Bill.
What's the matter?
Bill, I told you last night. I told you there wasn't any food in the house, and you wouldn't let me go to the store.
Hey,
what are you crying for?
Oh, I'm not. There isn't any sugar in the milk sour.
Oh, Susie, it doesn't matter.
You're going to be inducted without your breakfast.
Well, the Army will give me breakfast.
Oh, but I wanted to get breakfast for you.
Okay, then we'll have coffee together. I'm getting like black coffee.
Bill, you're bleeding.
I just cut myself shaving. Where's my styptic pencil?
Your what?
My styptic pencil, you know. When I cut myself shaving,
Bill, I threw it out.
You what?
I was cleaning up and I saw some things you didn't want. At least I didn't think you'd ever want them again. I threw them out.
Oh, you threw it out.
Oh, Bill, it wasn't that I was in a hurry. You make me feel as though it was. But, Bill, I was just cleaning up.
Oh, it's all right, Susie. It's just a little cut. Come on, I can eat, yes.
Oh, Bill, oh, Bill.
Hey, the time.
Oh, it's 6:25 already.
Oh, keep calm, baby.
They'll call you a deserter.
Never mind, I'll make it for my sweater.
Oh, your sweater. Here it is.
My papers.
Your papers, yes, and here are your papers. Bill, you're going to have your coffee.
I haven't got time, baby.
Bill, the Army wouldn't want you without your coffee.
Oh, okay.
I'll get the cups and sit down now. Wait a minute. Bill, the coffee.
Huh?
I forgot to turn it on.
Susie, Susie.
Darling, what am I
going to
do without you?
Just take care of yourself, do you hear? Goodbye, darling.
Oh, darling.
See you later, baby. Later. Well, I had a lot of experience with the tank repair outfit overseas, Mr. Brewer. Same kind of a job a foreman would have, only, well, maybe a little more responsibility.
You did, huh? How long?
Nearly 2 years.
Good night, Sam.
Good night, Charlie. Well, I can't promise you anything, Sergeant.
Yeah, I understand.
But with your experience
coming
and background... see you downstairs. Don't get up, Sergeant. There's someone I want to phone.
Good night, Mr. Brewer.
Good night, Miss Helmer. I hope he's still in. Hello. Mr. Garrity there? Thank you.
Look, I don't want to keep you. You've been swelling.
Hold on now. Hello. Garrity? This is Sam Brewer. Still looking for that foreman? Well, I've got just the man for you. Good. What's that? Okay, he will. Much obliged. Here's where you'll find Garrity. Take this card. Be there in the morning. It's just an interview, Sergeant, but he won't fill the job till he talks to you.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Brewer.
Good luck.
I'm sorry to have kept you so long.
Not at all. That's our job. Let me hear from you. Oh, if you're going downtown, I...
No, I got to go uptown. Thanks, though. Susie's sister, she's moving today.
The one you called Martha?
Yeah. She and Hank are the kids. It looks like they're finally going to get their chicken farm. Well, thanks again, Mr. Brewer.
Hey, Susie, give me a hand with the sofa, will you?
Susie, no, don't you dare.
What's the matter? Can't she eat?
Well, I guess we'll have to tell him, Susie.
Yeah, I guess so. Hank, I'm going to have a baby.
What? You a baby? Mm-hmm. Susie, congratulations.
Thanks, Hank.
Hey, Ma, you know what? She's going to have a baby.
Another one?
Not Martha, Susie. Hey, Susie, does Jake know?
Nobody knows.
I'm going to tell Jake he's down helping the movie.
Oh, everybody will know now, but Bill. Gee, I wish he'd get here. Hey, Martha, tell me, what's it like?
It isn't easy, Susie.
Well, the doctor said I was born to have children.
The doctor never had any. You just hang on to one thought all the way through. The first time you hold that kid in your arms, you forget everything that happened.
And right away you want to have another one.
Hey, Susie, what you going to call him?
Johanna.
Johanna? Hey, Jake, Johanna. What's the matter, Susie? Don't you like kids?
Oh, you. When are you going to move the icebox?
Plenty of time. Take it easy. Now, look, Susie, anything you want to know about babies, just come to Hank. I can tell you all about it.
Oh, yes. Hey, you can always...
Oh, Bill, in here.
Sure looks like you're moving, Hank.
Hey, Bill, you heard about Susie? She's going to have a baby.
Hey, what about the gas stove? Oh, hello, Bill. You got a job yet?
Now, wait a minute. Didn't you hear what I was just talking
about? I got an interview for the morning.
Interview. Oh,
gee, that's swell, Bill.
Certainly it's swell. You'll get a job, okay?
An interview. I tell you, it's all
politics. In a few years, you'll be buying a farm out in Jersey just like me and Martha.
Susie, about the baby,
I just saw the doctor.
Listen to Hank talking about a farm. The guy's without a job. He's got a wife and now a baby to support.
What's the matter? Ain't you got any faith in the future?
But, Susie,
I'm just saying, this isn't any time to be making big plans.
It's true, Bill. The doctor said that... We're going to have a baby.
How do you know what's going to happen next? How do you know there won't be another depression? How do you know the world isn't going to take another nosedive?
I don't know who
don't
does.
Don't you put your finger in my face.
Ah, you're just like Papa was. May he rest in peace. Just look at Susie. Worried to death, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
And him, look at Bill, just back from fighting the war without a job. No wonder the guy's sunk.
Listen, stupid, give him time, will you?
Time for what? How's he going to eat? Where's he going to live without a job?
He'll get a job. This year, U.S. unemployment office, it's a great thing.
Sure, but they can't find you a job if there isn't any. Am I right or wrong, Bill? You tell me if I... Hey, where'd he go?
Bill.
Susie, where'd they disappear to?
They're gone, see? Try and get a word in edgewise with you experts, both of you. Now, I'll give you 2 minutes to get that icebox on the truck.
Sure, Martha, sure. Come on, Jake. I think there's still a bottle of beer in that icebox.
Looks just the same, doesn't it, Bill? Our bridge and our river down there. Water's still shiny as ever.
Susie... You're sure the doctor couldn't be mistaken?
No, Bill.
He said you were going to be all right?
Oh, yes, Bill.
You're strong enough, aren't you?
Couldn't be healthier.
Well, it sure looks like I better get that foreman job when I see him tomorrow.
Foreman? Oh, Bill, that's wonderful. Yeah, you better get it. Bill?
Yeah.
Scared?
Yeah.
Oh, Bill.
Sure, I'm scared, honey. But there's nothing wrong with being scared. Well, we'll be scared lots of times.
Starlight, star bright. First star I see tonight.
Huh? Where? I don't see any stars.
There aren't any, darling. We don't need them anymore.
Hearts go out to Susan and Bill as they face the future. And our thanks go to our stars themselves as they face the footlights, Joan Fontaine and Mark Stevens. Joan, we're especially grateful to you for hurrying back from New York to take part in tonight's show.
I wouldn't have missed it, Bill. Good night.
Good night.
And all our thanks from this day forward. This is William Keeley, saying good night to you from Hollywood.
American Forces Radio and Television Service.